Come to IEM to preach God's word from message of Psalms. 刘牧师是生于马来西亚，现在住在美国。Pastor Liu was born in Malaysia and now he lives in America. And he got a PhD from Westminster Theological Seminary. 他在威敏斯特神学院里面得到博士学位，主修旧约。He specializes in Old Testament. So we'll give Pastor Liu a time to share with us the message from Psalms. Today, 今天的那个题目是哀歌变成赞美。Today's message is Lamentations Become Praise.明天七点半到九点半 ,tomorrow Saturday 7:30 through 9:30, the message it will be, come, let us praise the Lord, 来赞美主耶赞美耶和华。这是明天的信息。礼拜天他要来分享的是传扬他的救恩。Sunday he will preach a message, let us proclaim,The salvation of the Lord. Let's welcome Pastor Liu. 我们欢迎刘牧师。
他是第一次翻译，所以我叫他不要紧张。对，感谢神。弟兄姐妹们，大家好。
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Okay. 非常高兴啊，能够到这里来跟弟兄姐妹们分享神的话语。
I'm very happy to come here to share God's word with everybody.
这一次刚好有今晚还有明天还有礼拜天，我们有三堂的聚会。
So in the next 3 days, we'll have three messages for everybody.
我只想这次从诗篇来看一些很重要的一些神的教导。
So I'm going to look in Psalms to explore God's important teachings for everyone.
我相信在诗篇里头有许多神可以教导我们，可以让我们明白的一些道理。
So I'm sure that God has a lot of teachings to present to us.
诗篇呢也是弟兄姐妹很喜欢的圣经书卷。
So Psalm is one of the favorites of a lot of believers.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹常常都会阅读诗篇。
A lot of brothers and sisters prefer to read Psalm in their spare time.
甚至还会背诵诗篇。
They'll also memorize it.
有些人对诗篇是很熟悉的。
Some are very familiar with it.
那我今天晚上问几个小问题，看弟兄姐妹对诗篇是不是有一些很好的了解。
So tonight I will quiz everybody about Psalms.
我们中国人最怕考试。
Chinese people love tests.
我也是自从离。What do you say?
Chinese people love tests.
对，他喜欢我不喜欢。
I like it, but he doesn't. He's wrong.
那我自从这个离开学校之后，我说不要考试了。
When I was in school, I didn't like tests.
我所以，我今天的工作是考别人，自己不要考。
So my job today is to test everyone else, but not myself.
因为我是做神学老师的，所以我在考我的学生。
Especially since I am a teacher, I like to test everyone.
所以他们考试，我是蛮享受的。
So I enjoy it when I test everybody.
有一种折磨人的一种喜乐。
It's pleasurable to torture everyone.
好，我问第一个问题。
Okay, first question.
诗篇一共有几篇？
How many chapters are in Psalms?
这个应该都会懂。Okay. Yeah.
150, right?
你知道诗篇150篇里头 分成书卷的啊，一共有几卷，诗篇里头有几卷诗集。
How many scrolls?
Yeah, how many scrolls? How many collections?
Collections of Psalms.
知道吗？你们读圣经没有看这个？你把诗篇第一篇打开来，它上面说卷一，对不对？你打开来看是不是卷一？
Open it and look.
第一篇上面有没有那个卷一？有没有？对呀，好，我都跟你说 ，Book One.
Yeah, look for the title, Book One.
Psalms One.
Psalms One.
上面有一个 Book One，
yeah,
对不对
？It's categorized by books.
好，我的问题说，150篇诗篇一共分成几卷
？So how many books？
如果你不知道，我就给你选择题。你选对，你就算选的对，也不是你的聪明，是刚好给你选对。好，一卷、两卷、三卷、四卷、五卷，有多少卷？五卷。
Five books in total.
很聪明。
It's very smart, everybody.
在诗篇119篇105节是大家很熟悉的。他说：“你的话是我脚前的什么灯？路是我路上什么？”光 ，Can you recite it?
What was it again?
Psalms 119:105.
Psalm 119:05. It says, "You are
your word.
Your word is the light unto my path.
My foot.
My foot.
And the light unto my path.
That's right.
好，第二个问题，最长的一篇诗篇是第几篇
？What's the longest psalm?
119不错
119
最短的一篇诗篇是哪一篇
What's the shortest psalm
117
117
也弟兄讲对了117 OK 最出名的诗篇是第几篇
What's the most famous psalm
好
23 is the answer
这篇很难如果你答对的话，那不错，应该有奖。
You should get a prize for answering these questions, right?
但是不要向我要，向牧师要。
Don't ask me for the prize, but ask Pastor Huang.
你知道这个新约引用旧约圣经引用的最多就是诗篇，
The people use Psalm the most when citing.
The New Testament.
The New Testament cites Psalm the most.
Out of the Old Testament.
Out of the Old Testament books.
然后在哪一篇诗篇是新约引用最多的？对呀，跟牧师拿奖。
So what Psalm is cited most throughout the New Testament, and it was Psalm 110.
好，看看这一个有没有人懂。有些人说这个诗篇里头有一些诗篇叫做孤儿诗篇孤儿诗篇
So there's some psalms that are called orphan psalms
Orphan psalms 那是什么意思呢
What does that mean? Does anyone know?
孤儿诗篇就是没有爸爸妈妈的
It means you don't have parents
但是什么叫做孤儿诗篇呢有谁懂
So what does it mean to have an orphan psalm?
那我给你选来 我给你选三个答案你选一个
I'll give you three answers
第一个以孤儿为主题的诗篇 你要翻译你不是听我讲到、
yeah. So using orphan as the main theme
第二
Number two
篇幅最短的诗篇 Shortest
psalm
第三没有标题的诗篇
Ones without subtitles.
Subscriptions.
哪一
个？一的举手。以孤儿为主题的诗篇举手。没有。第二题，篇幅最短的诗篇举手。
Number two.
第三，没有标题的诗篇举手。
Number three.
那其他不举的是什么意思？ 你选择题你都不选。这个孤儿诗篇，就是说，因为为什么说它孤儿诗篇呢？就是说，因为很多诗篇都有作者嘛，比如说大卫是作者，还有所罗门是作者，亚撒是作者，但是有一些诗篇是没有标题，说这些诗篇不知道作者是谁，所以说他们是什么孤儿诗篇啊，没有作者。
So a lot of psalms have authors, so they come in the form of David and others. But then for those who don't have specific authors, those are called orphan psalms.
啊，这些是很有意思的诗篇里头有一些很值得我们去注意去学习的。
So there's a lot of things we can learn from these.
所以一般上我们基督徒都很喜欢阅读诗篇。
Christians love Psalms.
这150篇诗篇里头其实都是风格优美的希伯来文诗歌。
Within the 150, these are all beautiful Hebrew literature.
里头包括了这个哀歌诗篇。
Including the Lamentation Psalms.
还有赞美诗篇。
As well as the Praise Psalms.
还有感恩的诗篇。
As well as Thanksgiving Psalms.
还有智慧的诗篇等等。
As well as Wisdom Psalms.
所以诗篇是在来说包含了人对神的祷告。
So it contains prayers from man to God.
也包含了人对神的感恩跟赞美。
Contains prayers from man, praises from man to God.
所以当我们看见为什么这个新约圣经引用诗篇的那么多的时候，我们就了解诗篇是在有很重要的含义在里头。
So when we read the New Testament and see why Psalm is referenced so much, we'll understand the importance of the chapter of Psalms.
尤其是耶稣讲道的时候，他常常引用诗篇来说明福音的真理。
Especially when Jesus presents his teachings, he constantly refers to Psalms.
尤其是用诗篇来告诉别人他就是独一的真神。
He uses the Psalms to show that he is the only God.
他是神的儿子。
Son of God.
他就是诗篇所预言那个弥赛亚。
He is the prophesized Messiah from Psalms.
所以可见耶稣还有他的门徒还有早期的教会，他们对诗篇不但很喜爱，也是非常熟悉。
So Jesus and his disciples were all very familiar with the Psalms.
所以诗篇在教会里头带来很大的影响。
So Psalms have great influence over the church.
早期的神学家亚他拿修 Athanasius 说过，他说诗篇是圣经的缩影。
So an early theologian called Yaka something.
Yeah.Athanasius.
That's right. Said that Psalm is the center.
Is the mini Bible.
Oh, the mini Bible.
那加尔文神学家加尔文也说。
Another theologian called Jarwin.
Kevin.
他
说诗篇是我们灵魂的解剖学。
So.He says that Psalms is the dissection,
the anatomy of, soul.
Of our soul.
所以诗篇实在是非常重要的。
So Psalms is really important.
在所有的旧约书卷里头，诗篇可以说是一本非常重要的一本书卷。
Among all the books in Old Testament, Psalm is one of the most important books.
因为在诗篇里头我们可以认识神。
Because in Psalms we can get to know God.
我们也可以知道认识他的救恩。
And we can understand his saving grace.
然后在诗篇里头我们也看见我们人的本性。
And in Psalms we can also see the nature of man.
不但看到我们喜乐平安的一面。
We can see a side of peace and joy.
也可以看到我们自己的罪恶，我们的失败。
And we can also see a side of defeat and.
也可以看见我们走过死因幽谷的经历。
And so we can also see people that go through death-like experiences.
Right. 所以在诗篇里头，它的真理真的是非常丰富。
So in Psalms, the element of truth is really prominent.
那到底诗篇谈些什么呢？
So what does Psalm talk about?
对，因为这次我的刚好有三堂，所以我就讲三个很重要的题目。
So I'm going to talk about three important topics.
第一个就是今天晚上我要谈的，就是哀歌变赞美。
Number one is the theme of this message, which is from Lamentations to Praise.
明天我要谈来赞美耶和华。
Tomorrow I'm going to talk about praising God.
然后第四礼拜天我要怎么看诗篇，怎么把我们带到去宣扬神救恩的一种使命。
On Sunday I'll talk about how we can use Psalms to transfer into our mission work.
给我们很清楚看到一种人生的过程。
You can see the progress of life.
就是在我们最低层在悲哀的时候。
In our lowest and darkest moments.
因为有神的缘故，我们的哀歌可以变成赞美。
So, and in those moments, because of God, our lamentations can become praise.
而这个赞美并不只是停留在我们自己的生命经历中。
So it doesn't juststop at one section of our lives.
而是能够把神的救恩带到万邦。
So we can share the saving grace of God to millions.
所以诗篇从某一个角度来说也是一本宣教的书卷。
So Psalm in a way is also a missions book.
它把我们怎么从愚迷当中带到普世万邦去宣扬神的救恩。
So we can take us from a small place to a grand scale to spread God's love and message.
当我们研读诗篇的时候，我们会把诗篇分成不同的文学类型。
So we can split Psalms into different literature styles.
所以你读诗篇的时候，你也会发现每一篇诗篇都有不同的文学风格。
So we can see that in different psalms there are different styles.
比如说诗篇第一篇。
For instance, Psalm 1.
他讲到神的律法。
He's talking about God's law.
昼夜思想神律法的人就有福了。
Blessed is the man who thinks of.
所以我们说诗篇第一篇是律法诗篇。
So we say that Psalm 1 is the Psalm of Law.
但是第二篇呢，就讲到神掌权，还有神高立。
However, the second Psalm talks about how God's in authority.
所以第二篇是君王诗篇。
So the second Psalm is called the King Psalm.
但是到了第三篇的时候，我们就进入一个诗篇很重要的一个文学类型。
So, but when we enter the third psalm, we approach a very important literature.
那个就是诗篇所讲的哀歌诗篇。
Which is the Lamentations.
然后从第二一至到二十几篇，大部分这些都是所谓的哀歌诗篇。
So from then on to Psalm 20, they all are Lamentation psalms.
哀歌诗篇就是人在神面前的祷告。
They're all forms of prayer of man to God.
人在神的面前表达他的哀情。
So man where man expresses his sorrow to the Lord.
向神呼求，向神求救。
So he's praying to God and asking for help from God.
在这一类的诗篇，在诗篇里头是不但很重要，而且它的数目也很多。
So that's why they're significant in numbers, because they're also very important within the book.
每次我们讲到诗篇的时候，我们都会想到这个赞美诗篇。
So we're always thinking about praise psalms.
哎，其实这个犹太人给诗篇取书名的时候，曾经用过两个名字，一个就是祷告。
So when the Jews used to travel,
give a title.
Oh, give a title
to Psalms.
To Psalms, they usually call it a prayer.
还有一个名称就是赞美。
And another name of it is praise.
所以诗篇是人的祷告，也是人对神的赞美。
So Psalms is a form of prayer as well as a form of praise for man.
所以哀歌诗篇实在是人在神面前的祷告跟呼求。
So Lamentations is a man's form of prayer and plea for help.
但是在诗篇里头也有很多所谓的赞美诗篇。
But there are a lot of praise psalms.
尤其是到了这个146到50那一段，这个哈利路亚赞美神，那些不叫做赞美诗篇。
Especially Psalm 146 to 150, there's a lot of praise psalms where they're all singing hallelujah.
我们很容易明白什么叫做哀歌，什么叫做赞美。
No, it is really easy to understand what are lamentations and what are praise psalms.
什么是哀歌呢？
What are lamentations?
哀歌就是自己生活很不如意的时候。
Lamentations is when one is dissatisfied with their life.
就是自己有很多不幸的事情发生在自己的身上。
When a lot of unfortunate things happen to your life.
面对许多的困难。
When you're facing a lot of trials.
生活上有许多的失败。
A lot of defeats.
感觉到很失落，很迷茫。
You feel really depressed and lost.
所以这个叫做哀歌。
That's why they're called lamentations.
什么叫做赞美呢？
So what are praises?
赞美就是能够快乐起来，能够感谢神。
So praises are when you can be happy and praise God.
有喜乐，有这种信心。
You have faith and you have joy.
有一种胜利的感觉。
A feeling of success.
所以赞美神。
That's why you praise God.
所以哀歌跟赞美是很清楚的。
So these are really basic psalms.
那我不知道弟兄姐妹，你今天的生活到底在哪一边？
So where do you stand in these psalms?
哎，你心里你是有哀歌吗？有唱哀歌吗？这个时候
？So are you lamenting?
哎，有没有唱哀歌的举手
？Is anyone singing lamentations?
我们在主里，在神的家里无所谓的哈。你觉得你有哀歌的举手
？Be honest.
Yeah, 有啊。那赞美有赞美的举手。
What about those with praise?
你可以举手啊。我可以看见一些弟兄姐妹同时举手两次啊。他有哀歌，但是他有赞美啊。那在诗篇里头，这个哀歌跟赞美其实是一字之隔的。
So
let's.So back to back.
Okay, yeah. Lamentations and praise psalms are back to back.
但是如果你看诗篇的时候，你发现这哀歌诗篇比赞美诗篇还多。
But you'll see in the Bible that there are more lamentation psalms than there are praise psalms.
我们还以为应该是赞美诗歌很多。
And we had the conception that psalm was full of praises.
你去把我们的诗歌本拿来看的时候，赞美诗啊。你看这个叫赞美诗，你打开来之后，几乎全部都是赞美诗。
When you look at hymn books, they're full of praise songs.
很少哀歌。
Very rarely do we see songs that are sad.
所以在我们赞美诗里头，刚才那个叶弟兄带的所有都是赞美诗。
So just now, Brother Ye was leading us in praise.
他没有带领我们唱哀歌。
He didn't lead us to sing sad songs.
所以我们大家都很兴奋啊！刚才。
So we were all very excited.
虽然我心里还有眼泪啊。
Though I had tears in my eyes.
所以诗篇把我们带到一种人生的实际经历里头。
So Psalm brings us to the very foundations of man.
就是在人生中很多时候哀歌是很多的。
During our lifetime, there's a lot of chances for sadness.
人生有很多的苦难。
There's a lot of pains in life.
有很多悲哀和痛苦。
A lot of sorrow and pain.
在这个诗篇里头
，In Psalms,
有一种哀歌叫做个人哀歌诗篇。
There are psalms called individual laments.
哎，这是自己在神面前的一些悲哀的事情。
So that is when you're presenting your personal sorrows to God.
你讲到可能是因为自己生病了。
Maybe you're sick.
也可能自己事业不顺。
Maybe your job isn't successful.
可能被别人误解。
Maybe you've been misunderstood.
可能受别人的欺压。
Maybe you've been oppressed.
可能是因为自己的罪恶。
And maybe because of your own sin.
也可能受死亡的威胁。
Or you've been threatened by death.
所以在这样的情况里头，世人就在神面前表达他的悲哀。
So God, no. So people like to express their pain in front of God.
我们祷告不只是向神报喜不报忧的。
So it's not that we only present praises to God when we're praying.
我们到神的面前祷告，我们什么都可以跟神讲。
When we pray to God, we can talk to Him about anything.
因为他是我们的神。
Because He is our God.
哎。那我就举一篇诗篇，我们来看一下，就是诗篇第十三篇。
So let's look at Psalm 13.
请大家打开诗篇第十三。
Please flip to Psalm 13.
诗篇第十三篇第一节说：“耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？”
So in the first verse it says, How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
当人有问题的时候，对我们基督徒来说，我们就呼求神啊。
When Christians approach pains in life, they always plead to God for help.
有时候小孩子哦，很单纯的。
Some kids are very naive.
他要寻找一个人可以来帮助他的。
So they always search for somebody to provide them with help.
但是你发现在人生很多的问题，连我妈也帮不了我。
But there are a lot of problems in life where even your mom can't help you.
连我自己都没有办法。
Even I can't help myself.
是否人间没有任何的救法可以来解决我的问题？
There are problems that cannot be solved with any methods.
所以在所有的诗篇里头教我们一个，就当我们遇见困难的时候，我们要呼求主的名。
So Psalm teaches us to cry in the name of the Lord when we're
耶和华
facing troubles.
第一节说耶和华，哎，这是一个最神圣的一个神的名字。
So Jehovah is one of the most holiest names of God.
他不单是独一的真神。
Not only is He the only God.
他是唯一的救主。
He is the only Savior.
他高高在上，却同时临近我们。
Though He is high up in heaven in authority, He is close to us at heart.
所以在诗篇里头，常常用神的两个名字。
So in Psalms, they typically use these two names of God.
一个就是神或者上帝。
One is God or Lord.
希伯来人叫做 Elohim。
In Hebrew, it's Elohim.
另外一个就是耶和华这个名字。
The other one is Jehovah.
而且你发现诗篇用耶和华的名字远比用神的名字多。
So in Psalm, you see that they use Jehovah more than they use God or Lord.
是2.8倍那么多。
2.8 times more, exactly.
所以意思是说在他们诗人的经历里头，他们的神跟他们有关系的。
So it's clear to see that they have a clear connection relationship with God in the Psalms.
这个神不是理智的一个观念。
It's a logical thought process.
Yeah, this God is not it's just a concept. 不是一个 reason， 不是一个
不是个理由
理智，而是一个跟他们有关系的神。
Yeah, so he has connections with them.
那为什么孩子有问题的时候会叫妈？因为这个妈跟他有关系，所以才叫。
So why does a kid always call for mom? Because they have connections.
所以我们有问题的时候，我们要来到神的面前。
So when we have problems, we similarly call for help to God.
你看第一节，世人表明他自己的那种隔离跟孤单。
In verse 1, you can see that, there's separation between the person and God.
他甚至觉得神都把他忘记了。
He feels that God has forgotten him.
但你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？
He says, will you forget me forever?
你掩面不看不顾我要到几时呢？
How long will you hide your face from me?
哎呀，他多么需要神。
He needs God a lot.
不是因为神不存在。
It's not because God does not exist.
而是有一些问题，有一些现实的现实，使他当时觉得好像神不关心他。
It's just that his current circumstances in the psalm made him feel that God had departed from him.
他很坚持啊，他的信仰。
But he's persistent in his faith.
因为人很容易一碰见问题的时候就离开神。
Because man are fickle and they easily sway away from God.
只要祷告上帝不垂听，最多给你三次机会，他就不就离开神了。
They typically give you three chances and then they leave God.
当他感觉不到神的时候，他们也离开神。
When they can't feel God, they like to depart from Him.
这是一种功利的关系。
This is that
功利就是 一种 relationship based on self-interest.
Oh yeah, this is a relationship based on self-interest.
对我有好处，又有关系；对我没好处，没关系。
If it's good for me, then there's connections. If it's not good for me, then there's no connection.
这个不是信仰。
But that's not faith.
那这个不是所谓你的耶和华神。
This is not your Jehovah.
这个倒蛮像是菩萨的。
This is like pursuing
like
Buddha.
Buddha.
Yeah.
来，你灵，我就认你不灵，认就不认了。
If it doesn't work, then I don't believe it.
但是诗人他真的是信神的。
But this psalmist trusts in the Lord.
虽然他有问题，但是他知道神是他唯一可以依靠的对象。
Though he encounters problem, he recognizes that God is the only one that can deliver him from his troubles.
然后第二节。
So in verse 2.
他说，我心里筹算终日愁苦要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我要到几时呢？
It says, how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all the day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me?
那如果我们去看这个经文的时候，知道这个他们面对的压力是很大的。
So it's clear to see that they're facing a lot of pressures.
他发现他仇敌，他的仇敌来压制他。
He feels that his enemies are oppressing him.
然后他心里那种愁苦是不断的。
And he has a never-ending sorrow crushing him.
这是他的哀诉，是他的 complain。
These are his complaints and laments.
然后第三节他就祈求神。
So in the third verse, he pleads to God.
他说，耶和华我的上帝啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡致死。
And verse 3 says, consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death.
第四节他说，免得我的仇敌说，我胜了他，免得我的敌人在我摇动的时候息了。
And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my adversaries will rejoice when I am shaken.
但在意他自己的光景，以及他的仇敌怎么看这回事情。
So this shows how his enemy is viewing the situation.
他求主不要让他一直消沉下去。
He prays to God that he won't always be depressed.
他求主不要让他的敌人说，你看我胜过他了，这些信主没有用的。
He prays that his enemy will be like, won't scoff him and dismiss his faith.
嗯，也就是他在神面前的哀求。
And this is his plea to God.
在诗篇里头，我们看见就是在这些哀歌诗篇里头，我们发现这些祷告不是一般的祷告啊。
We find that these prayers aren't just normal prayers.
我就发现我们很多时候我们的祷告都是蛮平常的。
I kind of feel like a lot of our prayers these days are quite boring.
我们就为三餐祷告。
We just pray for food.
还有为什么祷告？为孩子念书祷告。
For your kids' education.
为我们的工作祷告。
For your jobs.
还有为那只小狗祷告。
Little dogs as well.
小狗要你的都要祷告啊。
Well, they all need prayer.
那为一些一般的事情祷告。
And you pray for normal things.
这些其实都很重要的。
These are important things.
但是你在在各四篇里头所看见的是一种很不平常的一些人生的经历。
But in Psalms, it shows very rare, unique situations of prayer.
所以在诗篇里头，我们可以看到一种叫做在深处里的祷告。
So we can see that these Psalms are prayed in the depths of
是在人生的深处。
The depths of life.
Yeah. 就是很深的地方。
Very deep places.
Yeah. 我们的深处是什么呢？
So what are our deep places?
有时候我们都不能够跟别人讲我们的深处。
Sometimes we can't even talk to other people about it.
我在诗篇里头，我在看这些诗篇里头，我找到十个人生的深处。
So when reading these psalms, I found 10 deep places.
那么没工作做不在当中。
So,
this is lost your job is not included.
Yeah, it's not.
其实这个事业是蛮深的，但是还不在这里。
Though the world is deep, that one is not in it.
在这个诗篇第四篇第一节。
So in Psalm 4.
4:1.
4:1.
Okay. Oh, 你要翻啊，不然你那他要慢慢习惯了。4:1, Psalm 4:1.
Yeah.
显我为义的上帝啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应应我。我在什么困苦中，你曾使我宽广。现在求你怜惜我，听我的祷告。
And it says, answer me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
困苦中。
Distress.
这是一个蛮难的一种处境。
It's a pretty difficult situation to be in.
我们都会有这种经历的。
And I'm sure we'll all experience at one point in our lives.
然后你看这个六篇第二节。
So,Come to Psalm 6, verse 2.
耶和华，求你可怜我，因为我软弱。耶和华，求你医治我，因为我的骨头发颤。
And it says, Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am pining away. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed.
就是软弱到一种地步，骨头会发抖的。
So that's when your bones are shivering.
然后十三篇第三节。
So in Psalm 13:3.
耶和华我的上帝啊，求你看顾我，应应我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡致死。
Consider and answer me, O Lord my God, enlighten my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death.
那就是已经好像到了死亡的边缘。
This is when you've reached the brims of death.
眼睛都快要张不开了。
Your eyes are even closed.
一不小心可能就永远就不就活不过来。
You could suddenly fall into death.
然后45篇第16节。
25, 16。 Psalm 25:16.
求你转向我，怜惜我，因为我是孤独困苦。
It says, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted."
然后还有其他，我不一念完它。
And there are many other examples.
所以在深处里头，那种经历是很可怕的。
So it's really scary to be in these depths.
在那样的时刻，只有自己才知道自己的痛苦。
At those moments, you're the only person that understands your own pains.
只有我们自己才会流泪。
Only we will tear for ourselves.
只有我们自己才会感觉到那种绝望。
Only we will understand our own despair.
只有我们自己知道什么叫做孤单。
And only we will understand what loneliness means.
只有我们自己可以感觉到好像看不见光明。
So only we will understand what it means to not be able to see the light of day.
就像哀歌诗篇里头描写的是人的这样的经历。
So Lamentations illustrates these kinds of experiences of man.
不是说平常啊一般性的祷告不重要。
Not to say that those normal average prayers aren't important.
其实一般的事情我们不是那么关键性在我们的人生的里程上。
See, average prayers aren't, critical or immediate.
但是在这样的一种人生的遭遇里头，你就发觉我们到神的面前那种祷告，那种哀哭，那种寻求，对我们来说是非常重要的。
So when we are in these tough circumstances, we will see that our search for God is more earnest than ever, and that's really important to us.
所以在深处的时候是很黑暗的。
So when you're in these depths, it's really dark.
但是诗人祷告的时候，也不是说一下子问题就解决了。
But it's not like when the psalmist prays these prayers, his troubles are gone.
也不是一下子就被释放出来。
It's not like he's released from his troubles immediately.
也不是一下子就得救。
And it doesn't mean he's saved immediately.
也不是说一夜之间什么都改变。
And it doesn't mean that things will all change overnight.
在这个过程里头，那种忧虑是很可怕的。
So throughout these days, these depression is.
所以在诗篇里头常常有一句话，或者有一个问题是对神问的。
So Psalm always has one question to God.
就是要到几时呢？
So it always asks to what. How long will this take?
来，在诗篇十三篇，刚才所念的第一节、第二节就有这个问题了。耶和华，你忘记我，要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你焉念不顾我，要到几时呢？我终日愁算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌身高压制我，要到几时呢？这个问题一共问了几次？四次在这里。
So it asks in Psalm 13 four times, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?" And he repeats that total four times.
这个问题在诗篇里头一共出现了十二次那么多。要到几时？
It appears 12 times throughout Psalms.
所以当事人对主说：“主啊，要到几时呢？”是什么意思呢？
So when the psalmist asks the Lord, "How long will it take?"
这个问题不是因为他不信神，如果他不信神，他就不问了。
This question is not a question unbelievers would ask.
有时候你等人，你等了很久啊，你说还要等到几时呢？
Because when you're waiting for somebody, you would typically ask that question, "How long will I have to wait for this person?"
当我这样问的时候，表示我还要等他，因为我知道他会来，说要等多久呢
？Because I am waiting for him, I will ask this question.
或者诗人在怀疑神的旨意。
So when psalmists are doubting God's will,
也不是他问这个问题，不是他不相信神，也不是他怀疑神。
He asks this question not because he doubts God or doesn't believe in him.
他问这个问题就是说我没有办法再等下去了。
He's asking this question because he can wait no longer.
我这么困难。
I'm in such a terrible circumstance.
我的环境那么艰难。
My surroundings are all so terrible.
我心里那么忧虑不安。
I'm so disturbed within.
我还要等多久呢主啊。
How long should I wait for the Lord?
他似乎感觉到已经没有力量再承受下去了。
He feels as if he doesn't have strength to carry on.
所以这个要到几时呢也暗示了社会的一些问题。
So the how long will I wait implies a lot of problems in our society today.
如果这个世界是平平安安的话我们就不需要问这个问题。
If this world was full of peace, then there's no need for this question.
如果每个人都对我好我也不需要问这个问题。
If everyone's nice to me, then there's no need for me to ask this question.
如果我的身体是永远不生病的我不需要问这个问题。
If I will never be sick, then I don't have to ask this
question. 我的工作如果是铁饭碗我也不需要问这个问题。
If I will have my job forever, I won't ask this question.
如果我不会失败我也不会问这个问题。
If I won't fail, I won't ask this question either.
但是问题说我们生活的环境本身就足够可以把挫折我们的。
But just enough that the circumstances in life will just crush us.
我不是活在天堂。
We're not living in heaven.
我们是活在人间。
We're living in the world.
我们是活在一个罪恶的世界里头。
A sinful world, in fact.
在这样的极端环境里头我们对主说主啊要到几时呢
So in such extreme circumstances we would cry to the Lord ask how long O Lord will you
所以当诗人问要到几时的时候他会埋怨的
So there are complaints within these sections
他会埋怨自己
He doesn't complain about himself Oh he will complain about himself
Yeah he complain 他埋怨自己嘛
He will complain about himself.
你想他呀，自己真的不如人。I mean, 自己不好。
Oh, he's wrong. Individual.
自己有软弱。
You have weaknesses.
自己不成熟，自己愚昧。
You're immature.
Foolish. 埋怨自己。
So that's when you complain about yourself.
他也埋怨别人。
He also complains about other people.
所以通常比较有智慧的人就埋怨自己，没有智慧就埋怨别人。
So the foolish person complains about other people, but the wise person complains about themselves.
的确，但是在世人里头，你发觉别人对他也造成很多的问题。
In Psalm, you can see that other people have caused the person problems as well.
尤其他所讲那些恶人。
Especially when he talks about enemies.
这些恶人是不信神的。
Those nasty unbelievers.
还有很多愚昧人，他们做很多愚昧的事情来伤害他。
The foolish things that people do.
第三，他也会埋怨神。
And he will complain about God as well.
他埋怨主，把他忘记了。
He's complaining that God forgot about him.
他埋怨主不关心他的事情。
He's complaining about how God has forgotten his.
所以他就问要到几时呢，神啊
？So he asks, how long will he have to wait for the Lord?
哎呀，在这样的日子里头，真的很不容易。
So these are tough times.
但是有一样事情，他不放弃的，他不放弃他的神。
But he never lets go of God.
因为他的信仰是真实的
Because his faith is real
他的信仰是正确的
And it's right
只有这种信仰可以让人在这种极端困难的时候站得稳
Only this type of faith can help a man stand firm into his ground when he's suffering
所以到这样的地步的时候你发觉他自己并不是一个很重要的单位了
So during these struggles, he can discover that his own problems are not that important anymore.
他明白一样事情，其实只有神才最重要。
He then realizes that God is most important in life.
有时候觉得 很讽刺的就是当我们觉得自己很重要的时候，通常我们的神一点都不重要。
It's really ironic. When we think we're important, God is typically not important in our lives.
所以当我们生活很平顺的时候，很多时候上帝是不重要的。
And when life is peaceful and calm, God is typically not important in our lives.
所以有时候当这苦难临到的时候，反而对我们的信仰是一个考验。
So when suffering comes in life, it actually is a test to our faith.
约伯也是经历了这样的一种情况。
Job is a really good example of this.
那圣经说约伯是义人，是完全人。
So the Bible says that Job is a righteous, perfect man.
在人看来，约伯算是一个说属于长老型的那种属灵人物了。
So, when man view Job, he's perfect and he's
he's
practically a saint.
但是当苦难临到的时候
，But when suffering came,
他也说：“我从前风闻有你，我现在亲眼看见你。
”I was deaf before.
所以在平顺的日子里头，没有经历苦难的时候，很多时候我们的信仰实在来说蛮浅的。
So when we don't endure suffering, our faith can be said to be very shallow.
但是当人落在深处的时候
，But when people are suffering,
而他又不放弃神的时候
，And he doesn't let go of God,
那这个人是很有希望的。
That person has a lot of hope.
所以在诗篇里头，我发现他们有十个祷告。
So I discovered there's 10 prayers in Psalms.
他们曾经经历十个深处，但是他们有十个祈求对神。
They all experienced terrible circumstances, but they've all prayed to God.
他们求什么呢
？What did they pray for？
我不看那些经文，我跟弟兄姐妹讲，他们祷告的时候，他们说第一。求你以真理来引导我，教训我。
Number one, guide me with your righteousness.
他不是说主啊，你要改变这个环境，让我能够恢复那个原状。
He doesn't say change my circumstances so that I can have peace again.
我现在没有工作了，主啊，你给我一个工作，一切问题都解决了。
It's not that an unemployed man goes, please give me a job so I can just be employed.
我现在没钱，你给我钱，那就搞定了。
I don't have money, so give me money.
那我没有儿子，你给我生一个就可以了。
I'm barren, give me a son.
所以我们常常是希望说这样的一个个别项目，上帝赐下，我们的问题就解决。
It's not that God intervenes like that.
其实这个是很简单的要求。
These are actually really simple requests.
那诗人的祷告是什么呢？它不是属于这一个层面。
So what does the psalmist pray for?
不是停留在这种生活上的需要。
It doesn't dwell on the needs of life.
也不是停留在这种物质的丰盛。
It doesn't dwell on the materials in life.
它停留在集中在一个就是我跟你的关系。
It dwells on our relationship with God.
第二个集中在我自己那个生命。
It dwells on my spiritual life.
第三，使我怎么样成为一个成熟有用的人。
And how I could be a mature and useful person to the kingdom of God.
所以他说，主啊，第一，求你用真理来引导我。
Which is why he says, guide me with your righteousness.
第二，他说，求你试验我。
And he actually says, test me, God.
意思说使我更成熟。
So that I will be more mature.
第三，求你将我的罪洗净。
Number three, he asks for cleansing of our sins.
第四，求你为我造一个清洁的心。
Number four, created me a pure heart.
第五，他说你领我到那比我更高的磐石。
Bring me to a higher place.
不要使我生命停留在这个阶段。
And he prays that his life will not just.
因着这些经历，我成为一个更成熟、更好的人。
So that I can be a better and more mature person.
第六，你赐给我悟性，赐给我智慧。
You give me wisdom.
第应该是第七，你禁止我的口，让我知道怎么讲话。
Number seven is hold my tongue so that I know how to speak wisely.
第八，你教我怎么数算自己的日子。
Number eight, let me know how to count my days.
不要浪费我的人生。
Not wasting our lives.
第九，使我的心能够朝向你的话语。
May my heart be drawn towards your word.
第十，求你将真理赐给我。
May you grant righteousness and truth to
me. 哎呀，他这样的祷告，把他带到一种很特别的一个情况里头。
So these prayers bring him into a very special place.
你知道在先知书耶利米有一句话，他说人跌倒就应该爬起来。
The prophet Jeremiah says, if you fall, you should climb up.
如果我走路的时候我跌倒，躺在地上。
If I fall and fall flat on my face,
那我爬起来。
And I stand up.
我站在什么地方？
Where am I going to stand?
我站在原位。
I'll stand in the place I originally was at.
如果我跌倒一百次，我爬起来，我还是在什么？还是在原位。
If I fall 1,000 times, I'll still stand up in the original place.
我们基督徒不要只是学习怎么爬起来。
Christians shouldn't just learn about how to climb up.
那如果基督徒跌倒了爬不起来，那个是很可怜的。
If a Christian falls but cannot stand up, that is a really pitiful thing.
但是我们基督徒不但要爬起来，我们还要能够跳。
But Christians have to not only climb up but know how to jump right after.
我们还要能够飞。
We have to have faith.
每一个蝶都是我们能够跳得更高。
Oh, we have to fly.
You do it right?
I guess.
我都没有时间听他讲什么。
He's not listening to me.
我在想我的东西。在人生的深处，其实是一个机会来的。
In the depths of life, these chances are.
我们很怕这些事情。
We're really scared of these things.
但是实在来说，是一个机会。
But we should see these things as a chance.
这个机会就是要使我们能够认识自己。
An opportunity to learn about ourselves.
所以当我们从深处出来的时候，我们真的要成为一个不同的人。
So when we stand up, we are a changed man.
所以这个不同的人不是因为我改变，而是因为上帝拯救了我。
And it's not because we've changed, but
God has changed us. 而是因为在这个黑暗里头，我更认识我的神。
In darkness, we know God better.
而且因为在这个深处里头，我的祷告，我知道主垂听。
And in these dark moments, I know God is listening to me.
而且他真的垂听的。
And he really is listening.
这个时候，我们常常都在唱赞美诗。
At these moments, we always sing praise songs.
这就是很好啊，我们唱赞美诗。
Well, that's very good.
但是我们知道吗？在当我们能够唱赞美诗，是有原因的。
But there are reasons for us singing praise songs.
不是无端端我们就唱赞美诗。
It's not just praising.
我们能够唱赞美诗，因为我们经历神。
We are singing these psalms because we are experiencing God.
因为在人生深处里头，我们完全没有办法的时候，上帝介入把我们拯救出来。
Because in those helpless circumstances, God fishes us out.
那当我说主耶和华，你发现他真的工作，他真的施行拯救。
When we cry for help, He really does save.
虽然在里头我有很多不舒服的地方。
Even though I am still very uncomfortable inside.
我甚至埋怨。
I even complain.
我甚至怪自己。
I even blame myself.
我甚至怪环境，怪别人。
Blame my situation and other people.
我甚至觉得主你没有来关心我。
I even feel that God doesn't even really care about me.
但是也因为这样的表达，让我们能够面对自己，能够看见神。
But those very expressions, let us more clearly see God.
常常在黑暗的时候，更能够清楚地看见我们的神。
we could see God more clearly in darkness.
因为神亲身介入。
Because God intervened.
他医治了我的病啊。
He's healed me.
他拯救了我的灵魂啊。
He saved my soul.
他甚至赐给我一份工作。
He even gave me a job.
他甚至赐给我一个儿女。
And children.
在这个实现的时候就不一样了我们的感觉。
Life is no longer the same.
因为我们是在绝望中没办法的时候我们发现神拯救了我们这个就很不一样。
Because when God saves us and when we're in despair, it's a really different experience.
我年轻的时候是不信神的。
When I was young, I was an atheist.
我虽然不是那么聪明，但是我觉得我蛮聪明的。
I thought I was smart, though I wasn't.
那我觉得我懂得很多。
I thought I knew a lot.
因为我念念一点这科学的东西，我就认为说，这个世界是没有神的。
So I read a little bit of science, and I declared that there were no gods.
所以我自称为无神论者。
So I was an atheist.
那我相信什么呢？What do I believe?
So what do I believe?
因为我还是要面对三个很基本的问题。
I have to face three fundamental questions.
第一个就是人从哪里来。
So where does man come from?
我怎么想都想不通。
And I could not find an answer.
当然是从妈妈来。From my mother.
Oh, and then I asked my mom.
那我妈妈就应该从她的妈妈来。
So my mom must be from her mom.
那她的妈妈的妈妈
And she,
从那边他的妈妈来。
So yeah, and all these moms are from their mom.
然后他的妈妈的妈妈的妈妈就从他妈妈来。
The moms are all from moms.
我在想下去，我说到底第一个妈妈是谁呢
？So who's the first mom?
想不通。
Couldn't think of it.
我看书，他说是猴子变来的，猴子。
Oh,
monkeys.
Some books say that we're from monkeys.
那从此以后，我们去动物园都要对那些猴子说：“你是我妈妈的祖先。”
So we should always say hi to the primates at the zoo and call them mother.
第二个问题呢，我在想，人活在世界上有什么意思、啊、
？The second question I ask myself is, what is the purpose of life?
吃饭吗
？Is it to eat?
吃的明天又饿了又吃又没有什么意思。
Hunger is never ending.
工作吗
？Work.
每天都要工作又不想去做。
We go to work every day, but we don't want to. I know how that feels.
你说赚钱吗
？Make money.
一赚那么多又带不走。
Well, you make as much as you want, but you can't bring it away when you die.
你说生儿养女吗？生来干什么？因为有一天我死，他们也会死。
Why would I have kids? They die.
所以我好像没有办法找到人生的使我能够感到满意的答案。
So I never really found a satisfying answer.
第三个问题更恐怖了，就是人死了去哪里呢
？Number three, where do we go after death?
所以他们想都想不通。
So I couldn't find the answer.
所以越想我。就很越消沉。
The more I thought, the more depressed I got.
所以十几岁的时候我就没有喜乐了。
So at
真的是没有喜乐。
So during my teens, I was depressed.
哎呀，我很少笑的。
I never smiled.
Yeah. 如果别人能够看我笑一笑，那是很难得的。
It'd be rare to see me smile.
非常灰心，非常低落。
Very depressed.
所以有时候我走在路上的时候，觉得有一天真的很想就跳下去就死了就算了。我才十几岁，二十岁。
嗯，
感谢主，幸好没有跳。
Thank God I didn't jump.
那后来有一次我在新加坡的时候，我上手在念书，那有一个朋友他刚好信主，他就问说：“哎，要不要去教会？”
So one day in Singapore, I met a friend.That recently got saved and brought me to church.
那我当时也在考虑这个信仰，但是觉得信仰是迷信的事情。
But I was considering a religion, but I always thought it was a myth.
但是我还是去了。
But I went.
但是我每次去的时候，我也是坐在前面的，我不坐后面的。
I always sat in the front, not in the back.
坐后面的通常都是想睡觉的人。
So、people who sit in the back.
坐前面的就是要听。
Well, people who sit in the front are the true listeners.
Yeah. 但是我的钱你不要自己称赞自己了我
Stop praising yourself.
我坐在前面的目的不是要听我是要好好听然后反驳。
So, why did I want to sit in the front? It's because I wanted to listen and then debate.
对那些牧师讲什么我心里就不同意就。
Whatever the pastor says,
就讲出我的道理。
I speak my reasons and they're all together.
所以几天去了三个月每个星期天我都去。
Every time I go.
就是不信。
I don't believe.
而且要挑麻烦要辩论。
I like to debate.
那有一天晚上那个教会请了一个牧师我还记得他的名字叫郭牧师一个老牧师。
And then I met a pastor, his name was, Pastor Guo.
然后那天是布道会。
And it was the gospel meeting.
弟兄姐妹你读的布道会什么意思啊布道会就是希望你们信主嘛。
So do you know what a gospel meeting is? It's trying to get all of you.
啊那当天晚上讲了一篇道我现在不记得他讲了什么东西。
He said a lot of things, but I remember nothing.
然后我记得他讲完之后他就呼召你知道布道会就要呼召吗
And after he's finished his sermon, he tried to gather everybody.
所以他就说今天啊谁要信耶稣的举手就是呼召吗
And he said, whoever wants to believe in Jesus, raise your hand.
今天谁要信耶稣的举手
Raise your hand.
有没有要信耶稣举手今晚有没有有没有要信耶稣举手有没有要信耶稣举手他就一直这个呼召。
He did that.
但是我就是坐在第二排那边就是老先生那边哈我听到呢我听见的是谁不要信耶稣的举手
he heard whoever does not want to believe in Jesus raise your hand
我心中在想我不要信耶稣我也不举手吗但是他说谁不要信耶稣的举手他举着我谁不要信耶稣的举手
So he said, whoever does not want to believe in Jesus Christ.
就是他一直这样呼召十几次。
He said this 10 times.
那最后我都不好意思吧那只是举手。
In the end, I got embarrassed, so I rose my hand.
所以那天晚上有七个人举手。
So that night, 7 people rose their hand.
那举手完了之后呢他还说请刚才七个举手的到前面来。
So he says at the end of the night, he's like, come before me.
那我也很听话我就很多个人说我也跑到前面来就排队一排。
So he came to the front.
然后他就说哎呀感谢主今天晚上你们七个人都要信主。我才偏偏总是要信主才出来。我就又跑回去了。
And he said, congratulations, you guys are all Christians now. And then so he misunderstood, so he ran away.
我也不晓得为什么神让我听的刚好是相反。
I don't know why I heard the wrong thing.
但是我现在后来回想起来是有神的旨意的。
But now that I think back, it was God's will.
因为在这个位置上做了一个中年人。
Because there's a middle-aged person sitting there.
他看到我这个年轻人那么奇怪。
He thought I was weird.
所以他就注意到我了。
He noticed me.
这个人是谁呢
Do you know who this person is?
这个人是新加坡南洋大学的科学院的院长。
So he was,
你知道南洋大学吗新加坡有一个很出名的南洋大学。
Singapore's really famous school's, medical.
Yeah, Dean of the Department of Science.
Dean of the Department of Science.
对他看到我了。以后呢他也没有讲什么他没有做什么但是以后呢他就开始接近我。
So he, inched closer to me.
请我到他家里吃饭。
Invited me to his house.
哎，我才是20岁的年轻人。
I was a 20-year-old.
他是一个大学的科学院的院长。
He was a dean.
请我一个人到他家里跟他夫妻吃饭。
So he invited me to his house to eat, dinner with me, him and his dad.
哎，
wife.
你搬什么？然后他就送我一两本书。
He gave me two books.
那至少我就他认识我，我觉得蛮 honor 的嘛哈。我这是个年轻人，我不晓得为什么他这么高位的人要跟我这个小伙子这样接近，请我一个人去他家里吃饭哦，不是那种像你们请了几十个人，又是那种什么什么这个什么啊，一家大一菜那种，不是哦，啊，他啦，我这个是一个人哦，到他家里跟他夫妻吃饭。
So I felt honored that I was the only person invited to his house.
他也没有跟我怎么传福音，他也没有。
And he didn't even preach the gospel to me.
他就让我觉得他是一个很好的人。
He just made me feel that he was a really nice man.
那以后呢，他还是偶然跟我来来往这样，也没有讲太多东西。
And occasionally he would just talk to me.
于是在这个青年团契，就青年人的团契里头。
During the youth ministries.
他就讲了一篇道，这篇道是那个，他是根据约翰福音第十章十节，就是耶稣说，我来是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。他就讲那篇一个道理，也没有什么特别的伟大的道理，就是约翰福音的福音。
So he shared the gospel of John with the youth ministry one day, and it wasn't a really special message or anything.
那很多我都不记得，但是我只记得就是那节经文。他说耶稣说我来是要叫人得生命并且得的更丰盛。
I don't remember much, but I just remember Jesus said, I come to give you abundant life.
所以那天晚上我回到宿舍的时候，我觉得我已经在人生的深处太久了。
So when I went back to my dorm, I began to ponder, and then I realized I was in the depths of darkness for too long.
我一方面心里不信神与否认神，但是实际上我的经历是蛮痛苦的。
I did stand firm to rejecting God, but I was suffering.
我的嘴很硬，但是我的心很伤。
My mouth was tough, but my heart was hurt.
所以我到了一个地步，那天晚上我就跪下来。
So that I kneeled down.
我从来没有祷告过的。
I've never prayed before.
我就这样说。
I said,
我说耶稣啊
，Jesus，
如果你是真神
，If you are the true God，
你就进到我的生命来
，Then come into my life。
我讲的蛮简单，如果你是真神，你就 come into my heart， 不然就拉倒，就是这么简单。
So it was a really simple prayer. It was just come into my life。
那如果你是真神进到我的心中来，我就知道。不然就拉倒，就表示没什么嘛。
If you don't come into my life, then I wouldn't believe he existed.
我也没有说阿门，我就去睡觉。
I didn't even say amen. I slept.
第二天我醒来的时候
，When I woke up the next day，
哎，我发现不一样。
I felt something different.
我从来没有那么喜乐过。
I've never been so happy.
我是在睡梦中得救的。
I was saved in my sleep.
上帝在我睡眠中拯救了我。
God saved me in my sleep.
第二天我出来的时候，哇，我看见天从来没有看过那么蓝。
I noticed that the sky was never that blue before.
花从来没有那么美丽。
Flowers were never that beautiful.
人从来没有那么漂亮。
People were never that beautiful.
哇，我发现整个世界都改变。
Everywhere, the whole world was really beautiful to me.
世界有改变吗？
Did the world change?
没有。
Nope.
哪里改变？
Where?
我的心改变。
My heart changed.
我的视野改变。
My perspective changed.
我的人生改变。
My life changed.
我的生命改变。
My life changed.
所以不要只是求外面的改变，要求什么？
So don't pray for a change in your circumstances.
你不要求别人要去改变。
Don't pray for others to change.
不要求你先生改变，妻子改变。
Don't pray for your spouse to change.
弟兄姐妹改变。
Or your brother or sister.
最重要是我改变。
Change yourself first.
因为有些人越改变不了他们，
Because you can't change anyone.
只有神可以改变他们。
Only God can change them.
但是我自己是绝对可以把它交给上帝，让神改变。
But I can definitely give them to God and have God change them.
明白什么叫做赞美吗？
Do you know what praise is?
不是空洞的赞美。
It's not empty praise.
有一个诗篇学者叫做 Walter Brueggemann.
There's a theologist called Walter Brueggemann.
他说诗篇有三个历程。
He says there's three thought processes to Psalms.
他说这个历程，第一个叫做正常。
Number one is orientation.
什么是正常呢？
What does this mean?
正常就是一切都是蛮正常的。
It just means that everything is normal.
我有工作，也没有生病，也没有什么不幸的事情，这个叫正常。
Nothing's wrong with my life, it's normal.
我想大部分弟兄姐妹应该是蛮正常的这个时候。
I pray that everybody's normal here.
哎，感谢主，正常也感谢主。
Yeah, praise the Lord.
但是，就是天是蓝的嘛，这个就正常。
Sky is blue, that's normal.
他说第二个阶段呢，叫做反常。
The second level is a disorientation.
什么是反常呢？
And what is that?
就是一切都不顺了。
Means that everything is going against you.
很多问题了。
A lot of problems.
很多失败了。很多事情没有办法，没有出路了，这叫做反常。
A lot of things that don't have an exit.
以前很健康叫正常，现在有癌症，那个叫做反常。
It says, cancer is a disorientation.
每一个人都会有反常的时候的，弟兄姐妹，我先跟你讲。
Everyone will be disoriented.
你今天没有，说不定明天有。
Perhaps、
我不是咒诅你，我只告诉你说不定呢。
I'm not cursing you. I'm just predicting.
今天没有，明年也可能有。
This year you may not be disoriented, but
迟早
next year
都会有。
One day you will be.
那不管你多聪明
，No matter how smart you are.
你最近我们有一个很出名的人死去了，你知道是谁吗？这个 iPhone 那个什么 iPhone 那个 Steve Jobs 嘛。
You guys know Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs 在他身体健康的时候，哇，他真的是雄心大志。
When he was healthy, he was a great man.
当他有一天知道自己有癌症的时候
，When he discovered he had cancer,
那挣扎了一阵子 ，After struggle, some struggle.
Yeah, he struggled.
他就说 ，Life is fragile.
He came to the conclusion that life is fragile.
他可以改变公义，你发现他改变不了自己的命运。
He could change technology, but he couldn't change his fate.
有一个人就想到最后，他也要面对死亡。
Even he had to face death.
所以在人生里头有这些反常的事情，所以不认识神的人。基本上是绝路来的。
So, there's a lot of disorientations in life, and for those who do not know God, it's like a dead end.
有一个人说，他说在过去，我们在美国，我们有这个 Steve Jobs, 有这个 Johnny Cash, 还有 Bob Hope, 三个人。
So, in America, there was Steve Jobs, Johnny Cash, and Bonnie Hope, right?
Not Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
你不知道这三个人是谁啊 ？Steve Jobs 就是那个iPhone 那个 ，Johnny Cash 是以前那个基督徒一个唱 Gospel Song 的一个很好的60-70年代。Bob Hope 是那个很会讲笑话那个电影明星三个人。他说以前我们有 Steve Jobs， 有这个Johnny Cash， 还有 Bob Hope。Now we got no job。No cash and no hope.
So, we used to have...
他们三个都死掉了。
So, yeah, we used to have Steve Jobs, Johnny Cash, and Bob Hope. But now, America has no job, no cash, and no hope.
我们感谢神，因为我们有我们的主，我们，哎呀，是有 hope 的。
But we thank God that we have Him and He is our hope.
这不可能说，诗篇里头那个正常，冠军里的反常， 但是当人可以从反常经历神的拯救出来的时候，那个叫做超常。
So when you are saved from a disorientated situation, it becomes a new orientation.
什么叫做超常呢？
So what does it mean?
超常就是说我今天的生活远比以前那个正常的还高超。
It means that this new orientation is far better than what we had before.
所有的赞美都是这里出来的。
All the praise comes at, during this phase.
我平常唱的赞美是可能在平常日子唱的，但是有一天我经历神拯救，把我带到另一个境界，我的赞美是非常真诚的。
At this new orientation stage, my praise is true and heartfelt.
你在读这些哀歌诗篇的时候，
When I read the Lament Psalms,
你看大部分都是表达自己的哀情。
All of them express their pain.
但是在这众多的哀歌诗篇里头，你却到了最后一节的时候，它不是悲哀作为结束，而是赞美。
But in all of the endings of these Lament Psalms, he always ends it with hope and praise.
你去看那些诗篇，哀歌诗篇。
Go look at them.
所有哀歌诗篇，每一以后每最后一节或者两节都是以赞美做结束。
All of the verses end in praise.
为什么哀歌会变赞美呢？
But so why would Lament Psalms become praise?
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
因为我们的神。
Because of God.
因为他是我们的主。
Because he is our God.
因为他可以拯救我们。
Because he is a savior.
因为他可以给我们光明。
Because he can give us light.
我们感谢神。
We praise God.
阿门不阿门？阿门。
Say amen.
来，我们来祷告。请牧师，牧师，请你来祷告。
Oh, dear Father, we thank you for this precious gathering. We feel you are among with us. Your spirit has touched our soul. So Lord, thank you for a wonderful message that really encourages us to live a life for you. So Lord, many times we feel disoriented, we feel pain, sorrow, we feel hopeless inside. So Lord, that's the moment that we should come to you and pray to you, cry to you. So Lord, help us. Because you know our soul better than we know ourselves. So Lord, illuminate the depths of our soul so that we know really who we are and who you are. Lord, you are the only one who can illuminate our heart, who can bring the lightness into our soul. So Lord, whenever we feel disoriented, Lord, touch us, renew us, empower us, so that you can be able to reorient our life towards you. Oh, 主啊，我们谢谢你今天晚上你用你的话语来教导我们，让我们真实的看见我们自己，认识我们自己灵魂的光景。主啊，你是现实的神。也让我们真实来到你的面前，让我们诚实的面对你，也诚实的面对自己。主啊，只有你光照我们的时候，我们才认识我们灵魂真正的光景。我们生活中有哀歌，但是主你能改变我们，你把我们的哀歌可以变成喜乐，你可以把我们的忧伤变成赞美。哦，主啊，谢谢你用这样的话语来鼓励我们，来光照我们，因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。主啊，我们谢谢主。Oh Father, we thank you. Your words is truly the spirit and life. So Lord, you are the only one who can change our lamentation into praise, our tear into joy, because you are my Lord, our Lord. Help us, Lord. We thank you for tonight, for this gathering. Thank you for your servant who faithfully preached your message. We thanks. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 我祷告，谢谢。